Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, I want to thank you for tuning in for a sweet, sexy story that I know that you're going to enjoy. It's been a while since we played together. So tonight, on a Thursday night, now I usually drop my show on a Wednesday, but tonight I decided to drop it on a Thursday night. Oh, listeners, you're in for a treat. Tonight's story is called Come Through the Back Door. Tales from the Backside. I don't think y'all ready. You're not ready. I've got three short stories for you tonight, all from the backside. And some of it may shock you, but some of it may actually turn you on. But anywho, let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media, on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on TikTok for a little bit of motivational stuff at JStevette, J-A-Y, Stevette. You can also follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette and Jaylana Stevette, the author. I'm also on YouTube under Everything Erotica. Haven't put a lot of things out there, but I'm getting that page built up. So those are all of my social media handles. You also know that I've got a book coming out on May the 15th. Almost happy. The Chronicles of Tabby. You can get your pre-orders on Amazon.com. That's where all of my pre-orders are being taken. But the book and the audio will be released in just a couple of weeks, y'all. Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited about my next project. But anywho, stay tuned for more of Naughty Tales because I'll be keeping this podcast going, guys. So I'm going to be moving to probably 2 to 3 times a week as opposed to every week with dropping the content because I've got to keep creating these stories for you. And because the listenership has been increasing over the past month, I'm so excited. I want to give you hot, fresh, new content. But anywho, now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, we're going to get right into the podcast. But first, we'll have a brief segment from our sponsor, Spotify, and then we'll get right into Come Through the Back Door, Tales from the Backside on Naughty Tales. I never knew the pleasure and the pain of the back door until he showed me the way. And it was amazing. The back door. He was amazing. Antoine handled me in a manner that I would have realized would be so good. The back door. That one night of pleasure was a buildup of many nights before. Backdoor play, backdoor action. But he finally made his way that night into my forbidden love cave, that no-fly zone. But the pleasure and the pain of it all had me feeling intense ecstasy, and he made me come through the back door. Antoine was my lover of many years. I was used to giving my body pleasure and him giving me pleasure to my body in every way. But lately, I noticed foreplay extended to more focus on my derriere in many ways. Antoine would smack my ass, massage my cheeks, and rub them. Oh no. Then I noticed he would extend his manhood to my cheeks on the exterior, then rubbing his throbbing dick in between my cheeks. I also noticed my ass getting moist from his touch. In a way, it called to him to come inside me, to come through the back door. My man would play with me like that, and it went on for a few months. He wanted my back door, but my man wanted me to be ready. And after many nights and a little liquid courage, I was ready for him to come through the back door. I laid on my side as my lover massaged my cheeks. One hand traveled to my nipple and he massaged her. My kitty got moist. I took my hand and played down there as he continued to give my breast the pleasure it craved. Antoine slid his manhood between my cheeks, massaged my openings as my fingers gave my clit attention. My juices from both orifices met one another in tandem. I moaned. I took my free hand and opened my ass for some of him, for more of him. Let him massage. Let him play between my cheeks. This time he moaned as our bodies yearned and begged to give each other what we wanted, for something new. For him, my forbidden cave. Antoine's shaft rubbed my opening again. I played in my wetness, and the sound of it sent chills down my body. I moved my ass in a circular motion, beckoned him to come through the back door. My lover slowly massaged his tip into entry. I moved slowly as he entered me. His strokes were slow, just the tip. I braced myself. My lover surprised me as he moved slowly. My hands traveled from my clit to my nipples. I massaged as he stroked slowly. His hands moved from my love cave, and his low strokes into my forbidden caused him to go deeper. Antoine massaged my clit, and I moaned at the sensation. His penis stroked my backside, and he went deeper, and I moaned. The pain turned into pleasure, and I moaned some more at his strokes. I spread my cheeks apart for him, and he went deeper and deeper. My lover was all the way inside me, in my back door. I yelped a little as his strokes intensified. He moved inside my back door with precision, massaged my clit. I moaned at the pain of it all as my juices released from inside my love cave. Splashes as he stroked, massaging my nipples as his intensity entered in and out of me. I moaned in pleasure for more. I wanted him to stroke my back door. My lover obliged as he stroked my wetness from the back, gave me pleasure I was asking for, stroked me deeper as I moaned, harder as I begged, until I came through the back door, hard and intense. My lover pumped my juices, stroked in and out of me, allowed my wetness to build as he stroked. I moved my ass in tandem as he moaned, let him slide in and out of me, play in my back door. He stroked and stroked and stroked until my lover begged to come through the back door. I allowed his cream to seep inside me, give me memories of the things I never wanted to forget. The pleasure, the pain, the intensity coming through the back door. Thank you. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. The strap. I'm a woman who likes to be in control. I like to dominate my lovers. Am I a dom? Nah, I wouldn't say that. But I do like being in control while I drive them out of control. Kind of my specialty. My favorite types of men are those in power, CEOs, bishops of a congregation, or even high-profile celebrities who like to keep a certain part of their life hidden away. Most of these men are straight-laced, in the public eye, in control, and in leadership. Am I sharp or sophisticated? Hell no. The truth is, I'm a black woman with a 2-year degree and a whole lot of street smarts. So how did I come across such amazing, fine, established men? Instagram, of course, the gram. Nothing like showing off all of your assets on social media with the promise of being discreet. But I was also a woman who kept my promises for the right price. Truth is, my whole life could blow up too. I said it before, these men that I deal with are high powered, in control of the world. But to me, Shantae, they're just my subjects who want me to be in control. Like my current lover. Martin is the CEO of one of the largest Fortune 500 companies in the United States. He messages me from a secret account from a phone no one knows about. Martin is about 6'5", dark complected, with more of an Italian look than Caucasian. Martin's frame is chiseled from chest to abs to legs and calves. This man is a total package. He also comes with a beautiful housewife with a background of long money. The housewife has that. Anyway, 2.5 kids and a labradoodle named Stellar. Typical CEO boring shit. No wonder he was looking for me on the gram. Martin and I began chatting at first, and then we would meet up at the park and do real freaky shit to one another. I swear, I sucked the soul out of that man's body. After a couple of weeks, we met in rooms. Then only after a month, this man had paid for the high-rise apartment in the downtown area for me. Whoop whoop. As long as he can see me once a week, if his schedule allows. It's more like every other week, though. But when we come together, we make it count. Martin and I play a game every time. the only thing that gives him stress relief, gives him real pleasure? Martin wants me to allow him to come through the back door. So play this game we must. His fight for control to only lose control. I cannot wait to give my lover the pleasure he deserves. There's a knock on my door. I know who it is. I open the door and greet him in my black leather camisole and a whip attached to my waist. Martin smiled. He knew what time it was. So, Martin, how's the acquisition of the pharmaceutical company coming along? I saw the news. Looks like the government is going to try to step in.
Yeah, that. We got our paperwork in order, so we don't have to worry about none of that. We should be good there.
Can I ask why the fuck you're talking about business when I came to you to suck my cock? I slap him across the face. Shut the fuck up. Don't you ever talk to me like that. You hear me? You bitch. I slap him again. Let him know that I'm in control. Oh, you a bad motherfucker tonight, ain't you? You want to see Shantae tonight, don't you? You want me to get all ghetto in this bitch, right? I stood close to him. Looked dead in his eyes. Grabbed his manhood and massaged. It instantly got hard. I smiled as I stroked him into submission. I said, for a white man, you sure got a nice, hard, thick dick. Oh, you like this white cock? Quit calling it a cock, or I'm gonna stop stroking. Oh, please don't stop. This shit feels so good, Shantae. Well, look at you, Martin. Oh, submissive. I squeezed his balls tightly and he winced. Eased up a little as he begged me to. I sucked his ear and whispered, I am in control. Remember that? Yes, Shantae. You have been a very naughty boy already tonight. What you need is your dick in my mouth. Yes. Can I have it, please, Shantae? Can I please have it? Shut the fuck up saying my name. Tonight, I'm not going to give you what you need, but I'm going to give you what you fucking deserve. Oh, mama, give it to me, please. Martin leaned in for a kiss. I backed up and grabbed his face and said, no, you get on your knees right now and eat this pussy. Hola, mommies and poppies. Are you enjoying this amazing podcast? Do you like what you hear? Well, you want to maybe consider becoming a supporter of Naughty Tales and Toy Stories. Please support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. I put a lot of work into these episodes, y'all, and creating them and putting them together to make them special for you. So your monthly donation would be a great contribution to this podcast. So become a supporter by going onto Spotify and clicking on support. Thank you so much, mommies and poppies. Meow. Martin leaned in for a kiss. I backed up, grabbed his face and said, no. Get on your knees right now and eat this pussy. Martin complied by dropping to his knees. He pulled my leather camisole to the side, fingered my lips. my clit jumped to attention. His hands were smooth and manicured. His touch sent chills through my body, and my juices began to build. He said, "I love the taste of your sweet black pussy." "Well, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice, baby." Martin went in for a taste. I moaned in pleasure as he licked and sucked me. White men are incredibly skilled with this gift, and the best part is they love doing it. But I was in control tonight, and although this felt so good, he needed to be punished for his disrespect. I pulled him away from his magic tongue and said, "You were having way too much fun down there. You're being punished, remember?" Martin put his head down and pouted. "Come with me. I'm taking you to the chamber." Martin followed me in our private room filled with toys, swings, and naughty tales. "Shall I use a swing tonight? The handcuffs? The cage?" I said. Martin said, "Tie me up, baby, please. I need this." "Oh, handcuffs definitely are in order." I beckoned my lover to come to the edge of the bedpost, demanded he place both hands on his back and behind his back. He did as I commanded. I locked his wrists in the handcuffs, and he was now in my control. I grabbed my lover, led him to the edge of the bed, commanded that he bend over. He smiled and did as I told him to. I took my hands and explored my lover's body, massaged his back and his backside. I leaned in and kissed his spine. I could feel his manhood rise from beneath me. Martin moaned. I massaged and licked his backside as he moaned in pleasure. I leaned in, massaged his massive shaft, let my hands explore his twins, kissed his cheeks while I massaged his Johnson. This drove Martin crazy, and I knew it. He was almost ready as his pre-release seeped from his massiveness. I took one finger, played in his center. His wetness oozed as my finger did his dance in his back door. I continued to massage his manhood with my left hand as my fingers fucked his back door. I knew he wanted to come. Martin begged for me. I gave him what he needed. I went to the nightstand and released Max. I strapped Max around my waist, grabbed the lube, stroked and massaged Max to prepare him for his entry. I walked back over to my lover, massaged his manhood again, applied lube to his center as I massaged and stroked his shaft. His wetness seeped again from it, and I positioned myself and entered, stroked him from behind, went in and out of his wetness. Martin moaned. I leaned in and massaged his shaft as I stroked. Gave him that backdoor action. Martin yelled, "Fuck me, baby, yes!" I played with his tip and stroke some more, massaged him and increased the speed. He begged me to let him come. I told him no and to give me that ass. I grabbed both Martin's cheeks and continued to stroke. Pumped harder and he moaned, smacked his ass like a little bitch, and he yelled and begged for some more. I reached in and jacked his manhood hard and fast, pumped and stroked until Martin released his battle cry. He came through the back door. I released Max from my lover, smacked his ass again, laid Max on the nightstand. I released my lover from his cuffs, demanded he get dressed and get the fuck out. He did as I commanded. 20 minutes later, I received a $5,000 deposit into my account. I smiled. I knew Martin would be back for more, and I will allow him to come through that back door. He hit it from the back. Ooh, I love it when he hit it from the back. My fat ass and my back arched ready for his entry. His dick is fat and long, so my pussy throbs as he takes his time invading my love cave. He applies sweet pressure and my walls feel electrical charges from his entry. Juices wet. We both moan in harmony and ecstasy at the intensity of his strokes. I'm at the pearly gates of heaven. He picks up the pace and moves deeper and deeper inside of me. And the gates of heaven open as he grips my fat ass and strokes me. I yell out obscenities at the pleasure of it all, telling him to fuck me harder and slap my ass. He gives it to me like only daddy's dick can. I edge away. He pulls me back and says, "Take this dick you asked for." I say, "Oh, baby, yeah." His dick is so amazing, I cream and cream and cream. Oh my God. Oh God, I'm in the Holy of Holies. I love it when he hit it from the back. Hey, Daddy. The personal assistant. Being a personal assistant to somebody with a high demanding job ain't easy. But being a man that's an assistant, that shit's even harder. My boss expects me to be available whenever and wherever, so much so that I have a small house outside this nigga's house, like Stedman and shit. But I'm his assistant, you dig? Like I said before, being a male assistant ain't easy. This nigga think he a superstar, but he really just a B-level hip-hop reality star. So what, he got 1 million followers, but he also got 1 million bitches too. And guess who gotta manage all of that stuff? Me. It does help me get the pussy though, so who's complaining really? The money is good, the pussy's good, but what I miss most is my freedom. Free to be me whenever I want to be free to be me. Anyway, this nigga act like I'm supposed to be at his beck and call and shit. And I don't like that. And lately, he been asking me to do some shit I thought I never do. But I did. And now I'm trapped in this world, his world, with no way out except jail or the grave. So what do I do? What any good assistant is supposed to do? Make sure my boss has his shit in order and that his secrets are protected. But some of this shit, I ain't even signed up for. Like tonight. The shit's about to go down again. My boss, JB, just texted me to let me know he was on his way back from the red carpet gala and had some important business he needed to go over with me. I knew what that meant. He would be bringing some fine-ass honey back to the house to entertain. I chuckled to myself and waited for my boss to arrive. Just like clockwork, a fine-ass honey with a banging body and long braids to her ass got out the Bentley.
She was wearing a dress that hugged her body and them tits and that fat ass. Perfection. I watched him give her a stack and his men escorted her to the main house. This nigga was on his way. JB knocked on the door and I told him to enter. I could tell he had been drinking and probably sampled that white stuff too. I mean, he was just at a Red Gala event and he is an entertainer. He looked at me, told me we needed to get down to business. I said, "Is this business or is this pleasure, my nigga? I think you know what it is. And that fine ass honey upstairs in the house, that stack was for her and my mans. Nigga, don't question me. You work for me. And it's also my job on the business tip to make sure that you're protected, my guy. And what about the pleasure tip?" JB walks towards me, grabs my manhood and massages. I close my eyes, moan, try to fight the feeling, those demons inside me. Damn, this shit felt good. I allowed JB to continue to massage me, dim the lights, took our action on the couch. JB removed my denim bottoms, continued to massage my Johnson to exposure. He said, "I love the color of your dick. It's the perfect color of caramel." My eyes rolled in the back of my head as he continued to stroke me. He placed the tip of my shaft in his mouth, allowed his tongue to explore me. "Fuck," I said audibly. I had to admit, this man has skills better than any female I had ever come in contact with. JB massaged my balls and my mouth bounced up and down on my shaft. I placed my hand on his head, bobbed his head up and down in cadence to his sucks and licks. He took me all in, and I was 9 inches rock hard. JB slobbed and sucked, and my dick got real wet. I was ready to come through the back door. JB stood before me, unbuckled his designer jeans, and I returned the favor, massaged his dick and put it in my mouth. I stroked myself as I sucked, jacked real hard till his manhood seeped a little. JB stood before me. I massaged his cheeks while I sucked, played in his love cave, did a dance with my finger, got it real moist like his dick. I was ready for his back door. JB lowered himself on my shaft, slowly bounced in and out on the ride. I grabbed his Johnson to massage as he bounced, drove that man crazy. As he bounced slowly up and down, I massaged in long strokes to his manhood. His ass was tight and wet, and my dick pulsated. JB felt it increase the tempo. I matched his energy with my strokes, heard him moan in ecstasy again, grabbed him by the hips for the assist. JB bounced up and down, and I pounded his back door harder, faster, deeper, deep inside as he rose. JB said, "Fuck, I'm about to come." "Yeah, let it out. Let me fuck this pussy." I pounded harder as he came all over me. "Fuck me, nigga," he said, as his manhood got hard again instantly. I stood up with his dick still in my ass, had him bent over, the position of submission. Pounded him from behind, grabbed his manhood, stroked it while I pounded. His cave was tight and wet, and I stroked deep and pounded harder, faster, harder, 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 grunted as my dick pulsated. JB backed his ass up on me, dick pulsated again, pounding harder and harder and harder and harder until I came through the back door. I looked down at my boss. He grabbed his clothes, got dressed again and left. My Cash App dinged for the overtime that I had just put in. I smiled, got on Instagram, and hit this fine ass honey up in a DM. She was on my menu for the next couple of days. Like I said, being an assistant to someone famous ain't easy. It's high demanding, and I gotta do shit half of you niggas wouldn't do for a bag. But don't judge me. I'm just a secret keeper. The assistant. The assistant to the back door. Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Chaylana definitely has a story to tell. Two novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tales. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party. And Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come. Take this journey with Chaylana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Chaylana Stevette. And this is the time in the episode where I say a huge thank you to all of my listeners tuning in from around the world. It's a whole lot of countries y'all listening in now. Man, I'm telling you, I'm starting to lose count. I know it's at least 53 or 54 now. So Chaylana Stevette has a huge thank you, gratitude to everybody that is listening. I want to tell each of you to continue to listen. Your support does not go unnoticed, and tell two people that you know so that this amazing podcast can continue to grow. As I'm looking over my demographics, y'all, I see you're listening mostly on the web browser and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So you're pretty hot there, but continue to spread the word. If you're loving these naughty tales and these sweet, sexy stories, you got to get them out there because we're taken over the world. So let me give you a huge shout out to all of my listeners in the United States, in Australia, in India, the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Indonesia, Germany, China, Nigeria, the Philippines, South Africa, the Netherlands, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, the United Arab Emirates, Israel, South Korea, Malaysia, Malta, Portugal, Taiwan, Ireland, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, Italy, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Switzerland, Singapore, Spain, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Iceland, Denmark, Chile, Latvia, Thailand, Macedonia, Hungary, Slovenia, Sweden, Hong Kong, Mexico, Austria, and Peru. A huge thank you to Mexico, Austria, Spain, and Peru, because you guys have just joined the podcast, and I see that you're loving me over there in Spain. The numbers there are like, you started at the bottom, but you're rising to the top, so you're loving me over there in Spain. So let me tell you something, baby, listen. Continue to listen to this amazing podcast. I love you, and I appreciate your support. So
Again, it does not go unnoticed. It is appreciated. And I will continue to give you these hot, sexy stories as long as you're willing and open to listening. Meow.